You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. Currently it's dark outside, but apparently there's some cloud cover and the temperature is 18 degrees here in downtown Wausau. We are at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. It is Wednesday, December the 31st of 2025. Yep, last time we will say it is 2025, the final day of this year. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Roads are pretty clear. It's not perfect out there, and yesterday was not the most fun in terms of driving. Yesterday afternoon, it had started to snow, and then when I left to head to Green Bay for last night's Wausau West hockey game, I was driving through town, and it was pretty slick and nasty out there. The drive was a little bit white-knuckle at times, but got there safely, got home safely. Did not get home until after midnight, so I'm tired. But dragged myself out of bed. We are here this morning. Glad you are with us. Weather-wise for today, a chance of flurries with a slight chance of snow before noon, a chance of flurries early in the afternoon, otherwise cloudy. I said right now 18 degrees. The temperature will be falling throughout the day. Temperature falling to around 10 degrees by 5 p.m. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting as high as 24 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, chilly, a low of 5 below zero. And wind chill factors tonight between 10 and 20 below. So if you're going out to celebrate the end of the end of this year and the start of the new year, make sure that if you have any travel plans, make sure that you're bundled up and make sure you have that winter weather kit. I will be heading back to Green Bay again, so I am ready to roll. But just in case there's any problems, but again, make sure you are prepared in case of any kind of issues on the roads. And then tomorrow for New Year's Day, a 20% chance of snow afternoon, partly sunny, cold conditions, and a high of 10 degrees above zero. It's going to stay it's going to stay chilly, sunny Friday and a high of 15. Saturday mostly cloudy and a high of 17, and partly sunny and a darn right balmy 22 degrees. So. All right, well, how do you feel about the end of the year? Do you are you ready to turn that calendar to get past 2025?
You know, honestly, 2025 has been a very interesting year. There's been a lot of good things and a lot of bad things. But I think as the year winds down, I think we need to focus on the good things. Because, you know, it's easy to look for the negative things, especially in today's world. But as an optimist, I always try to look on the bright side. You know, even if it's something small, it actually turns out to make a big difference.
And you are so optimistic, because I would say 2025 has been an abject disaster because of Donald J. Trump.
Hey, somebody has to be optimistic.
But I appreciate that, because it is a good way. And the hope is that millions of people have learned some lessons in this past year.
Yeah.
I mean, you need to... And I'll talk about myself, to not be rigid about, you know, bullies, to be open to different ideas, to be open to the arguments of others, as long as they're done in good faith.
Just because you disagree with somebody, it doesn't mean they're automatically wrong. It's the battle of ideas. It's okay to talk about ideas that are different. That's how we have a good conversations. We allow ourselves to, you know, hear both sides of the story and then just, you know, feel for ourselves.
But the whole idea is, and I think you're hitting on it, it has to be a fair battle of ideas. And unfortunately, that's in this right. era, and I think the mega idea of just throwing a lot of disinformation out there has been probably more effective than they could have ever imagined, because there's so much disinformation that you're constantly trying to dig through. And instead of having really good battles of ideas, unfortunately, we live in this era where we have a president of the United States and his supporters who are not interested in having those kind of discussions. And for 2026 and beyond, we need to get back to that, because those are one of the benchmarks for the United States of America. And 2026, and something we're going to be talking about, is a very important year. It is an anniversary because of this country's history. 1776 was the birth of this country. The Declaration of Independence, the Revolutionary War, the building of something that has been unseen in this world's history. They still call it the experiment of self-government. Mm-hmm. And people like Donald Trump, at their core, don't believe in that. And yet, and I've said this for the last couple of years, I said the idea that Donald Trump would be presiding as the head of government in the United States of America when this country is celebrating its 250th anniversary is abhorrent to me. It is. It's abhorrent.
It's very troubling.
But I hope we can maybe get past the leadership of this government and to still look at the foundations of this government, the reasons why we celebrate 250 years of this great experiment, and feeling as though the sand under our feet is moving because of people like Donald Trump.
Remember the values of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Exactly right.
Truth, justice in the American way.
Now you're getting into Superman territory.
Well, it's some more values.
There you go. Coming up on 7 o'clock, we'll get the latest news, weather, and sports on this New Year's Eve. We'll be back at 7:22, and more of Pat coming up as well, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. Can you feel it?
Morning once again, everyone. The time is 7:23, 18 degrees under mostly cloudy skies here in downtown Wausau. Corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welch. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And of course, Pat is wrapping things up with the best of shows this week. And then we'll find out what's happening in the morning. And to be honest with you, I don't know yet. So you have to tune in, as we continue. So hopefully something really, really cool for 2026. And of course, 2026 is going to be a very interesting year.
Indeed.
A lot will be happening. Again, we talked a little bit about the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence and this country. I'm sure we'll have some wonderful celebratory events going on during the course of 2026.
Yeah.
And of course, it is an election year, and it's going to be a very interesting year. We have an open seat here in the 7th Congressional District with four Republicans and four Democrats right now appearing to be running for the respective parties' nominations, which is always, I think, it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to learn more about the issues that are facing the folks here in North Central Wisconsin and in the 7th Congressional District. When you have that open seat, you don't have that power of incumbency, and I think the candidates will have to put their best foot forward and make their best case in order to become the next representative. We, of course, have a gubernatorial race that will be occurring in 2026. It's been, long-term governors recently. We had Walker for 8 years. We had, before that, Jim Doyle. We had Tony Evers now coming up on his eighth year.
Yeah.
It'll be very interesting to see how the race in both the Republican and Democratic side shake out. I'm curious to see if any other Republicans step in, because at this point, based on name recognition and I think this experience in terms of government experience, Tom Tiffany is by far the front runner, but I'm not so sure he plays statewide. So
yeah.
I'm curious to see if any of the Republicans do jump in. Is there anything in particular that you are looking forward to in 2026? Is there, do you have any plans already set or anything that coming up in the next year, or are you going to play it by ear at this point?
Well, I found out about a couple of weeks ago that Wausau Community Theater is going to be having auditions in the middle of January for their spring musical, which is called the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. And there's quite a few people already signed up for that. I've been practicing myself as well. I want to make sure I'm very prepared for this one, because this is a very interesting cast. It's only a cast of 9 people.
Well, let me ask you real fast here.
Cast.
What is that show about? I mean, that title sort of indicates something interesting. What is this show about?
Well, the show is about a spelling bee that takes place in Putnam County. There's a 6 different character spellers. All have different personalities and little quirks about them. And there's also, and I think this is a really cool aspect of this show, has it also has 4 audience spellers as well. And the way they do it is they pick people from the audience to be a part of the show and actually get to spell words alongside the characters, which I think that audience participation in a show is pretty awesome. And let's see. Well, this is a comedy, and it's also another interesting aspect about it is that the even though the spellers are kids, the show is written that they're played by adult actors. So it's kind of an adult humor show. It's a lot of humor, but it's also a lot of heart, and it has a very powerful message about, being true to yourself and not letting others' expectations, change who you are.
Very good. So hopefully you'll be able to, I trust that you will add to your totals of theatrical productions coming up in 2026. So that's very, very cool indeed. So,
yeah. And it's I'm also very excited because this year is going to be a big year for Marvel movies. At the end of July, the next Spider-Man movie is supposed to come out. It's called Spider-Man Brand New Day. And then I'm really excited for this one because they've already announced a couple teasers for it. But the next Avengers movie is coming out in December of this coming year. And it's called Avengers Doomsday.
Oh.
It's going to feature the appearance of Dr. Doom, which I'm very excited about because he's one of the more... He's actually one of the most interesting villains in the Marvel Universe. So I'm very excited to see how that plays out on the big screen. So
see, there's things to look forward to in 2026. That's
why I like
thing.
Being an optimist. I
there you go.
On the happy things.
That even when things, you know, maybe on the fringes, you think, you know, you shake your head in the negative. There's always reasons to shake your head in the affirmative as well. Mm-hmm. And I hope everybody out there has a lot of things to look forward to in the new year coming up, starting tomorrow. The time is 7:29. Sun is starting to rise. We're seeing a little bit of light out there. And it's 18 degrees here in downtown Wausau. Coming up, bottom of the hour, information update, including the farm report and a whole bunch more. And then more of the best of Pat Kreitlow. We'll be back at 7:52 with the WXCO Morning Report here on 98.9 WXCO. WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Quick note that on Wednesday evenings, normally we have the big high school sports show from 6 until 8 p.m., but this week, because I will be all over in Ashwaubenon, covering Wausau West hockey tonight, we will not have the big high school sports show, but it will be back next Wednesday and every Wednesday night for the rest of the winter sports season. Myself and BJ Brandt will be talking about what's going on in high school basketball and hockey. So again, next Wednesday, the return after the holiday season comes to an end of the big high school sports show right here on 98.9 WXCO. Looking at some of the high school sports action from yesterday. We did have Wausau West hockey last night, and the Warriors moved to 11-1 on the season, defeating Chippewa Falls by a score of 8-3. Cooper DePoit had a hat trick for Wausau West. Five other Warrior players scored one goal apiece as West again beats Chi High 8-3. Wausau West will finish up play at the Notre Dame Academy Holiday Showcase in Ashwaubenon tonight against Verona. And again, we will have that game for you, starting with the pregame show at 7:06 and the opening faceoff at 7:30 right here on your home for high school sports. Again, the only Wausau radio station that still provides live play-by-play of high school sports, 98.9 WXCO. Why do I go through the snow? Why do I get home so late and then drag myself out of bed so early to come back in here? Why do we do that? Why do I put myself through all that?
It's because we are very, very proud to be the only local Wausau radio station that covers play-by-play action of high school sports.
Exactly right. So again, Warrior hockey tonight here on WXCO.
Even if it makes you tired.
There you go. But then once we get going, I get the juices flowing again and the adrenaline, and it all comes together really nicely. Also in high school hockey yesterday, it was DC Everest edging Amory by a score of 2-1. East Merrill United earned a double overtime win over Waupaca at the Marathon Park Ice Arena, 5-4 yesterday afternoon. For the first time in a year and a half, Stevens Point lost a regular season hockey game. They were undefeated in the regular season up to this point. They were undefeated in the regular season last year, but yesterday, Nina Hortonville-Menasha, one of the top-ranked teams in the state, beat Spash 4-2. And Tomahawk also victorious 9-2 over Middleton. High school boys basketball, Newman Catholic got 25 points from Quincy Fender, defeated Aliva Strum by a score of 57-54. Cardinals will be back in action on Saturday night, taking on undefeated Tigerton. And that game between Newman and Tigerton on Saturday evening will be broadcast live right here on 98.9 WXCO and online, 6:45 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening tip-off. Again, that's Newman Cardinal boys basketball Saturday night at Tigerton here on WXCO. And also yesterday was a tight one at Wausau East, but the Lumberjacks earned their second win of the season. They edged Medford by a score of 74-72. Girls high school basketball yesterday. Wausau West fell to Oshkosh West, 58-28. Warriors back in action Friday night. First broadcast of 2026. Wausau West takes on Marathon. We'll have that one on Friday night, live from the Westfield House, starting with the pregame show at 7 o'clock. So again, that's West and Marathon Friday night high school girls basketball right here on WXCO. I got a real quick funny, and actually yesterday as well, D.C. Everest beat Chippewa Falls 56-27. But yesterday, before I went to the hockey game, I was recording some promos for our games this weekend that I run during the course of our hockey broadcast.
Right.
And I in a break last night, I play a promo for the Wausau West Marathon girls basketball game that's coming up on Friday.
Okay.
And I've got my headphones on. I'm listening to this. And I say, this is our first, coming up on Friday night, it's our first broadcast of 2006.
Oh, jeez.
I didn't realize it as I was recording it, but I'm playing it back, and I hear that. It's like,
you're off by two decades.
I know. I'm thinking, I wish it was still 2006, you know.
Oh, boy.
20 years younger. But no, it's like, holy cow, I'm going to have to redo that today because I'm thinking, anybody hears that thinking, what kind of time warp is he in? So it's not the first broadcast of 2006. It's the first broadcast of 2026. So that's coming up on Friday night, Wausau West girls basketball against Marathon. And back in the day, and I doubt you, do you have a checking account? Do you write checks?
I do, actually. Yes, I do.
Well, if you write those checks, make sure you don't put 2025 on them starting tomorrow.
Yeah, we got to make sure you put the right numbers in.
People always have that habit.
I have done that in the past.
Yes.
I accidentally wrote the wrong year. I had to correct that.
But no.
So, people, if you're writing checks out there, make sure it's a 26 and not 25.
That's one of the early things every new year. You have to try to get all that habit of putting one year on and remember to put the next year on. So
that's right.
Yeah, starting tomorrow, make sure you write down 2026 every time and not 2006 like I'm talking about here. So
that's actually a very good tip, though, because a lot of people will probably forget that. But
no, you're exactly right.
It's good to remind people of that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's just so easy because you just get into patterns and habits, and sometimes you just fall back into some of those bad habits, and it's not easy sometimes to break those habits. So try to focus here early in 2026 before you develop the brand new habit.
Exactly.
Coming up on 8 o'clock, we have the top of the hour information update coming up, and then we'll be back at 8:22. We'll have our final 2025 edition of The Number for the Day. So that will be coming up as part of our final segment of the WXCO Morning Report. It is Wednesday morning, the 31st day of December of 2025. Happy New Year's Eve. Overcast skies, 20 degrees here in downtown Wausau. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WXCO Morning Report here on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Little bit of light snow is now falling here in downtown Wausau. We are at our WXCO studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. 21 degrees is the temperature. So again, we've had a very winter-like December. It'll be very interesting to see if that continues into the month of January.
Indeed.
It is New Year's Eve, December the 31st of 2025. Day number 365 of this year.
That's right.
There are 0 days remaining after this. So we'll start reset the clock and reset the numbers for what day it is starting tomorrow with day number one of 2026. A few interesting birthdays here. One of the ones that jumps out here, celebrating birthday on December 31st, Anthony Hopkins. Great actor. I just, you know, just an incredible career.
Absolutely.
Couldn't believe he's 88. 88 years old, Anthony Hopkins.
My goodness.
Andy Summers, who was a guitarist with the Police, 83. How are these people getting so old? Ben Kingsley from Gandhi, Schindler's List. Great actor. 82. Makes me feel old. B.B. Newworth, actor from Cheers, also a big Broadway star as well. 67 years old today. You got, I laugh because Joe McIntyre is a member of New Kids on the Block. You think of Kids, New Kids.
Yep, I remember that.
He turns 53 years old today, so he's not a kid anymore. He's a new old guy on the block. So. Some famous events that occurred on this date in history. 1904, the first New Year's Eve celebration was held in Times Square, then known as Long Acre Square. Did you know that Times Square was known as Long Acre Square?
I did not know that.
Well, yep, it once did. I think Long Acre Square is a better name than Times Square, but that's just me. But the first New Year's Eve celebration, 1904. First time that the ball was dropped in Times Square was in 1908.
Only 4 years after that.
Yep. On this date in 1999, the United States government handed Panama Canal control over to Panama. On this date in 2021, legendary Betty White passed away at the age of 99. So
she was such an icon.
Yep, and kept working and working, and I think that's one of the keys to a long life.
She was so
funny. Yes.
Just absolutely hilarious.
Naturally funny. That's always in whatever she did. So, yeah, it's hard to believe 4 years. I mean, time just flies. It really does. Get older here. And on this date in 2023, it was announced that Taylor Swift broke Elvis's record as a solo artist with the most weeks with a number one album. In addition to being New Year's Eve, it is Champagne Day. People have, like, their champagne on New Year's Eve. Make Up Your Mind Day. That should be every day. No,
that's true.
No Interruptions Day. That never happens.
Yeah.
It is Unlucky Day. I don't know why New Year's would be Unlucky Day, but...
Yeah, that's strange.
And World Peace Meditation Day. So, Mr. Trump, do some meditating today for world peace. All right. So, let's do our final edition of the number for the day in 2025.
Yeah.
And see if you can get one completed here to wrap things up.
Okay.
All right. This one's a kind of an interesting number.
I like interesting.
The number is, on average, how many babies are born each January 1st in the United States?
On average.
So how many babies are New Year's babies? Because you always see they have the New Year's Eve baby, you know, the
symbol of the holiday.
Yep. But in real life, how many babies are born each January 1st here in the United States of America?
Okay.
Your choices are 10,312. 50,312.
That's quite a jump.
100,312. So how many babies, on average, are born each New Year's Day in the United States of America?
10,312, 50,312, or 100,312.
Yep. So 10,312.
That is quite a jump.
50,000, 100,000.
Okay. Last number of the day for 2025.
That'll put it all together.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to say final answer.
50 states in the union. So.
Yeah. So I'm going to say final answer. I'm going to say 100,312. Final answer, I'm going with a big number, go big or go home. That's my motto today.
You should have gone little. 10,312. Hey, again, if you're going to miss, you may as well miss bigly.
Go big or go home, absolutely.
There you go. So
tomorrow I get my first number of the new year.
No, you won't, because we aren't going to be here. It's a holiday, so we're not going to have one. So,
oh, so we don't have a show tomorrow.
You know what you should do at home? Have your folks give you a number for the day tomorrow.
That is a good
idea.
There
you
go.
Like
that.
See what they come up with instead of putting it on my shoulders all the time.
Yeah, I think that would be fun.
There
actually,
you go. There you go.
I think my mom and dad would get a good kick out of trying to mess with me with that.
Very good. Well, everybody out there, stay safe because, again, a little bit of light snow, still some slick roads out there. If you're going out there and celebrating, make sure that you do it safely.
Mm-hmm.
Again, 2025 has been a up and down year. But we've gone through it, and now hopefully we're going to try to make 2026 a fantastic year.
Absolutely.
Well, Ian, it's been a good 2025, and I'll see you in 2026.
Absolutely. Happy New Year's Eve, everybody. I'll see you in the new year.
Tonight, Wausau West Hockey against Verona, 7:06 pregame. Tune in with me right here on 98.9 WXCO. Information update is coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.